Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Hi, gang. This is Ken Carpenter bringing you another session of CP. As per the request, you send Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And here to see that all maneuvers go off as planned is that lovely Columbia Pictures singing star, Janet Flair.
That's only a paper moon sailing over the cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's the Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Janet, that was beautiful. Incidentally, what's the general theme of the show tonight?
Well, Ken, some fellas rode in from the South Pacific. They call themselves the Symphony Lovers of Downtown New Guinea. And they said they missed those open-air concerts. You know, like the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, that sounds good to me. We all set?
Well, I guess so, Ken. But, you know, I kind of feel out of place introducing people like Reza Stevens and Victor Borge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the job really calls for someone who's familiar with the old masters.
Well, Dad, that's why we called on you. We saw you out with Bob Hope last night.
Oh. Fine. Well, Bob is pretty much of a classic, but I don't mean that. I really meant a person with a musical background to help me out. You know, someone who knew the classics, a person familiar with Bach and Beethoven and Brahms.
Wait a minute. Did I hear you mention Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms?
Right.
Why, I went to school with all three of them bums.
Well, it's Jimmy Durante. Jimmy Durante, well, hello, how are you?
Hello, Jeanette. Ma petite chérie, la belle femme, toujours l'amour, vive la frie.
Why, Jimmy, what are you saying?
I don't know. I read it under the picture on a French postcard. I love that Eiffel Tower.
Well, James, what brings you over to Command Performance tonight?
Well, I heard you were having a classical musical night,
mm-hmm.
And I like to be around where there's anything going on that's snooty.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame you. You've certainly got the snoop.
Wait a minute. I'll give you $50 if you show me that line in the script.
Right here.
Too bad I can't read. But that is neither Rimsky nor Korsakov. When I heard you were doing a symphonic program, I knew that you would need an impresario, not to mention an entrepreneur. I hope I'm not saying anything to offend the children.
Oh, Jimmy, don't tell me that you...
Yes. When I heard the news, I put under my arm, put on my opera cape, and walked out into the street. And was I embarrassed.
Why?
A strong wind came up, and there I was with my libretto showing.
My Jimmy, I can hardly believe that you have dilettante proclivities.
You're right, but who cares as long as they don't itch? But to convince you of my qualifications, I'm the person who's responsible for the success of Stokowski.
Why, Jimmy, don't tell me. Did you start Stokowski off in music?
No, I introduced him to Gloria. Boy, is that Vanderbilt.
I love that kind of character.
Listen to me. Well, Jimmy, as long as you're here, how about assisting me in presenting our star?
Indubitably. Lead me to it.
Well, our first guest is Miss Reza Stevens. She sung at the London Symphony, the New York Philharmonic, and the Paris Conservatory.
How do you like that? This dame is getting Social Security from three countries.
Well, here she is, men. The famous Metropolitan Opera star, Reza Stevens. Thank you. Oh, Janet. Oh, Jimmy. Say, Jimmy, you saw Reza in Carmen. Didn't you think her glissando was superlative?
I like anything in a tight dress.
Jimmy.
I'm easy to get along with.
Jimmy, are you a devotee of classical music?
I should hope to spit in Toscanini's eye. Why, every morning you can hear me running up and down the scale in my bare feet.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet a fellow artist.
Touché, touché, touché. Who's care to hear a sample of my Aruba's baritone?
Okay.
Oh, Pagliacci. Why, when I sang that song in Pasadena, there was a line that stretched from the playhouse back to the depot. Come to think of it, that's the way they were facing.
Well, Jimmy. Jimmy, I hate to break this up, but you know it's time for Miss Stevens to sing.
Very well. I'll tie a string around my ears and listen with rapt attention. I'll now sneak off.
Heaven, you are found and found me.
wonderful, Risa. Thank you so much. Well, no concert program would be complete without the presence of some distinguished artist at the keyboard. We have just such a person here tonight, that well-known concert pianist and gifted musical commentator, that unmelancholy dame, Victor Borge.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to Command Performance, Victor.
Thank you, Miss Blair. You are very charming, and I like you very much.
Really?
Yes. If I met a beautiful girl like you in Denmark, I would say, this would entirely fear.
Oh? Yes, uh-huh. Well, what does that mean?
Well, the only way I can translate that is to bite you on the neck.
Oh. But we're really very interested in how you decided to become a musician, Victor.
Well, when I was in Denmark, I sent away to America for a correspondence course.
Oh, you studied piano by mail?
Yes, air mail. Every week I would receive a lesson from my American teacher, and I would do just what it said.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of two lessons, I broke the piano.
Oh? Well, who were you taking lessons from?
Somebody named Spike Jones.
Hey, Victor.
Yes, Ken?
I overheard what you said, and I'd kind of like to play the piano.
Well, the first thing that is required is a soft touch.
Hmm?
Have you got a soft touch?
Well, I'd hardly call working for the old groaner a soft touch.
I mean a soft touch with the fingers.
Oh, the fingers. Well, I got that. I used to work the night shift back on the farm.
The farm? Hey, what's that got to do with the soft touch?
Well, I had to milk the cows without waking them up.
Now, here is the scale. And this is the same scale backwards. Now, this is do. That is the most important note of them all. Because without do, you can't even buy a piano. Do. This is re. Do, re. You know what this is?
Well, sure, that's me.
No, that was me, but that doesn't make any difference. Just do a first lesson, and I'll forgive you.
All right.
Now, you have a little piano over there.
Yeah,
so you, please play this little note here.
That note?
That note, too. That sounds good. You have a good touch.
Yeah?
Don't wake up the cows now. This note is very important because with that you can begin any piece of music you want.
You can?
Well, you begin anything you want.
All right, of course.
See?
Good.
Very simple. Now, this is very important, too. This chord, can you play that?
Oh,
good chord, good chord. Terrific. Now, that is the end of every piece of music.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can begin and you can end every piece of music. We will try this one.
All right.
I'll say something very difficult,
yes.
I think, and then you end it from there. Terrific.
For that lesson, Victor, I'll go and practice a little. Right now, how about putting a beginning, middle, and ending on Grieg's Norwegian Rhapsody?
I should be delighted.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Victor Borger. Since it's not often Command Performance has a Metropolitan Opera star in front of its microphone, we ought to take full advantage of it by asking Miss Rita Stevens to come back for an encore. Here she is once more with that great favorite by Dvořák, Songs My Mother Taught Me.
Bravo, bravissimo, and hubba, hubba, hubba. May I be so bold as to say, Miss Stevens, that in the entire concert world, there is only one other person who can sing that song as well as you.
Really? Who's that?
Who? Umbria.
I don't think I've ever heard of him.
You never heard of Umbria? Why, he's the country's most colorful baritone. When he sings short and bread, it comes out pumpernickel.
Does Umbriago know anything about concert music?
Oh, to be sure. He supplies Fritz Keisler with all his G-strings. Not to mention Gypsy Rose Lee. You know, Miss Stevens, he even trained my voice. Listen to the dulcet tunes. Candy, I call my sugar candy. I don't know why I call her candy. She looks more like one meatball.
James, you've got a beautiful voice.
And that was only on one tonsil. You should hear me when I throw it at the second.
You know, I'm giving a series of open-air concerts, and I'd like you to sing with me. Have you ever sung in the open?
My family wouldn't let me sing anywhere else. Very strict, you know.
Well, my first concert is in Hollywood. Would you care to join me in the bowl?
Yes, if you take the cornflakes out first.
Jimmy, you've just been stringing me along. And I don't even think you're interested in the higher things in music.
Dear lady, I don't know what to say. I'm nonplussed. And that's the second time today my nana's been plushed. Now, Miss Stevens, let me tell you a story. Seeking my favorite diversion last night and feeling in the pink, I stepped into my plush upholstered hansom. With my two footmen commanding the poop deck and my Arabian steeds going at a gentle trot, we approach the theater marquee. And what happens? The red carpet is rolled out. My two footmen descend from the poop deck. They open the door and I steps out. Looking up from the gutter, I said, "Who told you to remove the running board?" Picking myself up and ignoring the stares of the hoi polloi, I makes my entrance gallantly into the diamond horseshoe. Removing my top hat, my nylon gloves, my skunk muffler, and my pet leather goulashes with the neon buttons, I looks around. Mrs. Van Scaller is whispering to Mrs. Murray Hill. Mrs. Murray Hill is whispering to Mrs. Susquehanna. And what are they saying? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it Superman? No, they shouted it. You see, a vicious rumor has been circulated. Just because I work in a saloon, they say I'm not fit to mingle in any other circle. That's ridiculous. Nightclubs are just the Mr. Hyde part of me. You have yet to meet the Dr. Jekyll. I'm Durante, the patron of the arts, an opera critic, and a man of parts. Last week I went to the opera. I loved all but one scene.
The barricade.
She sings, "Take me in your arms and hold me close. Where the hole are close, the bum would have to be curved like a banana." Those opera lovers, all rave at Handel's Largo. I heard better music written by Umbriaco. Now, what I say may sound absurd, but believe me, it's true. I've seen every opera, and I'll name them for you. Tales of the Vienna Roll, Madame Buttermilk, the Sextet from Lychee Nuts, and the Quartet from Rigor Mortis. I coach sopranos and tenors in their parts, 'cause I'm Durante, the patron of the arts. Now, just the other day, they held a meeting at the Metropolitan in the cellar. They said, "Durante, we're in a hole. You gotta help us out." Stepping up on a soapbox left over from Rigoletto, I said, "Gentlemen, let's analyze this. Now take Romeo and Juliet. Romeo has to leave Juliet. But does he say shoo-shoo, baby? No. In opera, he says, 'I have but a moment to spend with you. A moment, my dear, to spend with you. A moment, my spend, a moment to spend. A moment, 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 a moment.' He's got one moment to spend, and he's taken 3 hours to tell her about it." Why, that bum is making a federal case out of it. Then she says, "I will give you a kiss, my love, a burning kiss upon the lips, a burning kiss, a kiss, a kiss upon the lips, a burning kiss, a kiss, a kiss, a kiss, a kiss upon the lips, a burning kiss." By the time he's ready to kiss her, the fire is out. So I said, "Gentlemen, to save the opera, get yourself new lyrics that have style and renown. Like pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down." They all gave thanks from the bottom of their hearts to Durante, the patron of the arts, a connoisseur, Durante, the patron of the arts.
And now, a final song from Janet Blair. Janet, how about it?
All right, Peter. Lover, when I near you and I hear you speak my name, softly in my ear you leave a flame. Lover, when we're dancing, keep on dancing.
Well, a half hour has gone by like lightning, and another command performance is in the book. Well, until the next time, this is Janet Blair speaking for all of us and saying so long.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.